here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 2nd of August, 2009. It's the birthday of the Chilean novelist Isabel Allende, born in Lima, Peru, 1942, author of 17 books, Eva Luna, Portrait in Sepia, and many others. Grew up in a family of diplomats, spent her childhood in Peru and Lebanon, and then moved back to Chile as a teenager, moved in with her grandparents in Santiago. Her grandfather told her stories about the history and legends of Chile, and it was through him that she finally fell in love with her own country. She became a journalist. And then her father's cousin, Salvador Allende, became the first elected socialist president of Chile. And during his time in office, Isabel was a popular TV host. But on September the 11th, 1973, a military coup led by General Pinochet overthrew the Allende government, assassinated Salvador Allende, and Isabel and her family fled to Venezuela. She thought she'd just be gone for a couple of months, and instead it was 17 years in exile. When she was in Venezuela, she found out that her beloved grandfather was dying in Chile. She couldn't go back to see him, so she started to write him a letter to reassure him that she would remember all of his stories and his memories. She said, "I wrote the first sentence in a trance. Barabbas came to us by sea. Who was Barabbas? Why did he come by sea? I didn't have the foggiest idea, but I continued writing. I locked myself in the kitchen to write after dinner. I wrote every night, oblivious to the fact that my grandfather had died. The text grew like a gigantic organism with many tentacles, and by the end of the year, I had 500 pages on the kitchen counter." And that was Isabel Allende's first novel, The House of the Spirits, a novel of magical realism, telling the story of four generations of the Trueba family and their lives in Chile from the turn of the century through the coup. The House of the Spirits, which begins, "Barabbas came to us by sea, the child Clara wrote in her delicate calligraphy." She was already in the habit of writing down important matters, and afterward, when she was mute, she also recorded trivialities, never suspecting that 50 years later, I would use her notebooks to reclaim the past and overcome terrors of my own. Here's a poem for today by Cecilia Wallach, entitled Fireflies. "And these are my vices: impatience, bad temper, wine, the more than occasional cigarette, an almost unquenchable thirst to be kissed, a hunger that isn't hunger, but something like fear, a stanching of dread and a taste for bitter gossip of those who've wronged me, for bitterness and flirting with strangers and saying sweetheart to children whose names I don't even know, and driving too fast and not being Buddhist enough to let insects live in my house, or those cute little toy-like mice whose soft gray bodies in sticky traps I carry lifeless out to the trash, and that I sometimes prefer the company of a book to a human being, and humming and living inside my head, and how as a girl I trailed a slow-hipped ant at twilight across the lawn and learned to catch fireflies in my hands, to smear their sticky, still pulsing flickering onto my fingers and earlobes like jewels." A poem by Cecilia Wallach, Fireflies, from her collection Carpathia, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.